brought to you by Penguin.
A Broken Darkness by Premi Mohammed. Read by Omari Newton. For the Friends Who Left and Returned as Strangers. Chapter 1. I spoke the words of power and brought into being a perfect void. The small impossibility hovered weightless and self-sufficient, fueled by strange particles carrying impossible light, bound by rules not of our world, but of worlds alongside ours, unseen and untouchable, worlds of endless abyss. It was also about the size of a grape. Was it supposed to be that small? I flipped through the deck of index cards containing my scribbled notes, but it was too dark inside the closet to read them. The only light, strange, headachy and faint, came from the void. It was practically at my eye level, and I didn't like the look it was giving me. Don't look. I knew that much. Don't make eye contact. It didn't like to be stared at. And don't breathe on it. Human breath worried it. So it's like a tarantula. That is quite enough back talk from you, Nicholas. I kept my eyes meekly down while I set the cards aside. It was dangerous in the first phase of creation, and vulnerable, maybe even nervous, who knew? While it grew its coating of reality, the hardened skin of molecules and time on this side of the boundary. Unstable, basically in every sense of the word. Easily offended, capable of great harm. But when it was all done, toughened up, wised up, it would be the first watcher I'd been allowed to create. An incredible honor, as my instructors kept telling me, for someone in such a junior position. Maybe even a first. Don't let it go to your head, they said. Not yet, I thought. Not while it was still raw and angry. Maybe I'd let it go to my head after, when the watcher was working, part of the global monitoring network, a blob with a job, like me, floating invisibly around and speaking in its inaudible and incomprehensible way to the other watchers, when it was more than just a gyrating grape shedding flecks of weird spectra. Lopsided, too. If it were a real thing, it would have been making a little whoop-whoop-whoop sound as it lost its spin. My back teeth hurt. Well, I'd been warned about that. You pay the price for the spell, as it took whatever it needed from you, as well as whatever nearby magic was around. First thing the training had covered. And you'll teach me to do magic? That will be the first part of the training. Not everyone has the capability, you know, and of those, the few that can be trusted to use it properly. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. I rubbed my jaw and watched the void rotate faster, squeeze into a proper sphere, sprout tiny crackling spires of glassy bluish light, the first stages of its armor. The spikes flickered, steadied and sharpened themselves against one another just at the edge of hearing the sound, not like music, but the massed voices of a choir heard from far away, sweet and high. I didn't know what would happen to me if I failed this spell. If the watcher didn't work or, God forbid, decided to leave, or got itself caught somehow. The society wasn't real big on telling you about consequences in any kind of detail, only that they existed, only that to violate the oath would not result in anything so mild as being written up or demoted or disciplined in the way I understood from ordinary jobs. Because the oath was to protect the source of magic and of magical knowledge, to acquire and guard whatsoever artifacts and devices which comprise the same, to uphold the system of watching and knowing which preserves the security of mortal life on Earth. And at the end of the 10 or 15 minute recital, you had to say, with my entire being. With my entire being. My new employers were powerful. Always had been, to a greater or lesser extent, and in inverse proportion to their visibility. And now I worked, I refused to say lived, in the bright upper atmospheric cloud of that power, looking at the world I thought I knew from 50,000 feet, I no longer felt awed by it. Awe had lasted about a week. Now it was fear, pure and simple. Fear of the true and unfathomable strength of their grip, held in check till the oath was recited and signed, and only then revealed. A hold that would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?